For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. A Virginia state trooper and a drug suspect are both killed in a shootout in Farmville. Two bills that punt on funding for I-81 improvements pass the House and Senate. And business in the General Assembly moves along as the medical school that Ralph Northam attended says it is investigating the origin of racist photos in its yearbooks. This is the WMRA Daily for Wednesday, February 6th. A Virginia state trooper and a man who is the subject of a drug investigation were killed in a shootout as police served a search warrant. Virginia State Police said Tuesday that as a tactical team entered a Farmville home on Monday night, a resident began shooting at them and two team members returned fire, killing the resident. Police say Trooper Lucas Dowell, a tactical team member, was fatally shot. Police identified the resident killed as 44-year-old Corey Johnson. Police said the warrant listed Johnson's name and home. Police say no other troopers were injured, and the two who fired are on administrative leave. Police said the troopers were not wearing body cameras, and that the troopers who fired are white, and Johnson was black. Two bills to address problems on Interstate 81 passed the State House and Senate Tuesday. The Daily News Record reports that the bills, one by Delegate Steve Landis of Weir's Cave, the other by Senator Mark Obenchain of Harrisonburg, create a fund and a committee to study improvements to I-81. An earlier version of that legislation called for tolls on the highway, but after trucking groups complained about that provision, it was removed. It was replaced by more study by the committee, with a report due out in December. Amid fallout over a racist photo on his yearbook page, Governor Northam quietly signed legislation to award Amazon as part of its expansion into Arlington County. The Richmond Times-Dispatch reports that Northam, without fanfare, signed the Major Headquarters Workforce Grant Fund on Tuesday. The legislation establishes a fund to receive and distribute $550 million in incentives for the creation of 25,000 jobs by Amazon in the first phase of its HQ2 project in Arlington. Well, Governor Northam's medical school has announced it is launching an outside investigation into the origin of racist photos that have appeared in the school's yearbooks. WCVE's Megan Pauley reports.
Eastern Virginia Medical School President Richard Homan apologized to the school's minority community during a press conference Tuesday afternoon.
We all recognize that racism and discrimination has no place in our society, and certainly not in a health sciences institution.
The school offered a few details about the scope of the investigation. It was prompted by a page in Governor Northam's 1984 yearbook that shows two people, one in blackface and one in a KKK Robin Hood.
We want this to be more than just the review of what happened 30 years ago. We want to know what's happening today.
They've also convened a group to study how to prevent racially insensitive material from being published in the future.
Megan Pauley, WMRA News.
Well, the General Assembly is in a state of limbo. Lawmakers were trying to get work done on the busiest day of the year, while people, meanwhile, are wondering when or if the governor will resign. Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope is at the Capitol with the latest.
Clerk, report any communication from the governor?
We do not have any, sir.
Thank you, Madam Clerk.
That's Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax asking Senate Clerk Susan Char about any messages from Governor Ralph Northam. Normally a routine part of Senate business, but these days it has a heightened sense of drama because many people are expecting a resignation letter any day now. Quentin Kidd at Christopher Newport University says that's probably inevitable, but not right away.
He wants to be able to present some evidence that shows that is not him. And at that point, once he sort of made a statement about his honor and his integrity as it relates to that photograph, at that point, then he steps away.
Bob Denton at Virginia Tech says he's bothered by the rush to judgment.
As we see about the monuments, as we see about the Me Too movement, it's very reactive, polarizing, instantaneous, and I'm just not sure that that's good for the body politic.
Whoever the governor is in a few weeks, he'll be presented with a massive job, review thousands of bills, and decide whether to sign, veto, or amend them. That might be the current governor, if he's still in office, or it could be the guy asking the clerk of the Senate for communications from the governor. Reporting from the Capitol in Richmond, I'm Michael Pope.
Bills that prohibit handheld cell phone use while driving passed the state Senate and the House on Tuesday. Roberto Roldan from partner station WCVE reports.
The identical bills passing both chambers almost ensures that holding a phone while driving will become illegal in Virginia starting in January of 2020. Richard Stewart of King George sponsored the bill in the Senate. Stewart says he opposed the ban in past years because he was concerned that it limited personal freedoms.
It's become apparent to me that those other folks who are so engrossed in their phones and completely oblivious to the world around them are now imposing on others individual freedoms.
Although texting while driving is already illegal under state law, the bill would require drivers to put their phone in their center console if they want to use GPS or play music. Violators will face a fine of $125 for a first offense. Roberta Roldan, Capitol Square.
The process of drawing maps for House and Senate districts in Virginia has been a source of frustration for voters and for members of the General Assembly. That process may be on the verge of dramatic change, but not without a fight. Michael Pope has that report.
House and Senate districts are going to be drawn by a commission rather than being crafted behind closed doors by members of the General Assembly. That's where lawmakers agree. Where they disagree is about who's on the commission and how nonpartisan it can be. Republican Delegate Mark Cole has a bipartisan plan rather than a nonpartisan one, a 12-member commission, 4 members chosen by the House, 4 by the Senate, and 4 by the governor.
I really don't think there's any way to take politics out of an inherently political process. I think the best you can hope for is a bipartisan solution.
Democratic Delegate Mark Sickles says that plan is even worse than the way things are now.
This gives the Speaker of the House more power than he has now and has the Speaker appoint Republicans and Democrats onto the committee. It really doubles down on the terrible partisanship we've seen in the last 3 redistricting cycles.
The Senate has its own plan, one that does not include the majority picking representatives from the minority. Those 2 plans seem to be headed for a conference committee where lawmakers will craft a compromise behind closed doors. Reporting from the Capitol in Richmond, I'm Michael Pope.
Finally today, the Miller Center of Public Affairs at the University of Virginia has tracked political crises all the way back to the founders. The center attempts to apply the lessons of history to contemporary governance challenges. Here is WCVE's Charles Fishburne.
Not to dismiss or diminish the current crisis of confidence in the Commonwealth, Barbara Perry, Director of Presidential Studies, says,
this has long been a part of our political culture in this country.
And opponents ready to pounce.
So James Callender attempted to assassinate the character of Thomas Jefferson by linking Jefferson to his slave, Sally Hemings.
His newspaper articles were quickly forgotten in 1802, but she says today would be different, beginning with the 24-hour news cycle.
Which means you have to have stories.
And social media, where everybody is a reporter.
And put out anything they want. And there's no editorial curatorship.
Could anyone survive the scrutiny? Charles Fishburne, WMRA News.
For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. That's the podcast for this Wednesday. Thanks for listening and enjoy your day.